on the Davidson Sports Network. The Bob McKillop Show is on the air, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show is brought to you by Barings, investing in lasting change together. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. The Famous Toastery, breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. Now, alongside the head coach of the Wildcats, Bob McKillop, here's the voice of Davidson basketball, Jared Latch.
Welcome to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield, coming off a home win and a back-and-forth heavyweight Atlantic 10 road game at Dayton. With head coach Bob McKillop, I'm Jared Latch here inside Belk Arena. And coach, we'll get right into the week that was for the Cats, one that culminated with the regular season conference championship. And we start with skipping back to the game last Wednesday on Senior Day. The Wildcats hosted George Mason, came away with the 11-point win, 73-62, and you spoke with great joy postgame about the love the crowd provided to the players and also a kind comment from one of the officials. Can you reemphasize those points for us?
You know, I thought our crowd has been sensational all year long, and it's been difficult post-COVID and vaccinations and everything that has been put upon the shoulders of everyone in the world. But to come and support us the way they have has been extraordinary. And as I said, I thought it was our typical fans, our fans who we never take for granted, who have been with us for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. The new fans that have moved into town, the alums, the professors, the administrators, the staff members of our campus. And our student body was sensational, absolutely sensational. And in the aftermath of the game with about a 20 seconds, 15 seconds ago, one of the officials remarked to me, he said it was such a joy to come and player to come to Davidson College because of the way that the players act and respond during a game, and they do it with first class, and that was music to my ears.
And coach, the game started with a much different lineup, senior-oriented, Drew Dibble, Ben Craig, Nelson, Luca, and Mike. Both Drew and Ben played over three-plus minutes there at the beginning, which was a testament to both your belief in them and the work they've put in. How valuable were those couple minutes that they gave you?
Well, we came out of their presence with a lead as they took the bench, and to a rousing applause from our fans, and they held their own. They were tough. They executed efficiently on offense and showed great technique on defense, and that was really quite a sight for me to see Ben and Drew performed so admirably well in such a difficult environment.
And Grant put together another strong effort, especially the big bucket at the end of the half, creating Big Mo that he got to fall. How have you seen his confidence grow throughout the year?
You know, with the absence of Foster in the game on Wednesday, Grant has really put his imprint on the team as a leader, as a point guard, and that's what he is. He's a leader. He's a point guard, and our point guard has to be the toughest hombre on the team. He has to be the guy who sets the tone defensively and offensively with his toughness, and that's what Grant did.
Now, defense and rebounding were key in the victory against the Patriots, especially also the effort the collective bigs put on Oduro. What led to success in both of those areas?
I think the coaching and the instruction that Luca, Sam, and Nelson received in the days leading up to the game was sensational. Kevin, Will in particular, working with Luca and the constant repetition of technique and his ability to transform that technique and practice into performance in a game. And that was critical as we matched up against what is arguably one of the best big men, not just in the league, but in the country.
Now, postgame, we spoke to the entire class in different groups, and one thing that was clear is the love they have for each other, and most notably, the respect that Luca, Nelson, and Mike discussed about how hard Drew and Ben worked to prepare the team. How special is this bond overall with this group of guys?
Whether you're a starter, you're in a rotation, or you get very few minutes, whether you're a manager, there's just such a camaraderie amongst these guys. And there's, I guess, about 25 of us now because the managerial staff has grown. And no surprise it has, because it's being part of a team. And how many times in your life can you be part of a team where the team pulls together like our team has done?
Not very often. A very unique situation. And, Coach, looking at Saturday now, Dayton, 82-76 setback on the road. This was a classic basketball game in front of a standing-room-only crowd, over 13,000 in that building. The Cats stayed in the center ring until the end. As you spoke post-game, you couldn't have asked Lee to guard Kobe Brea any better on that three, could you?
You know, those that last minute and 5 seconds, we had a one-point lead, and I guess there might have been 8 seconds or 7 seconds when Brea made that three, but Lee guarded him. He was there. Brea took a dribble into the arc, took the step back move, and throughout that whole thing, many times when a guy takes a step back move, he usually leaves the defender inside the arc. Lee did not bite for it, went with the step back, went back out to the arc, challenged the shot, and a fingertip short of touching the ball, but right there. And that was a terrific make by Brea, and he had made one earlier on Mike, almost in a similar situation. And then we come down the court, and we get a great look, and my goodness, I thought that thing was down. And had that shot gone down, it would have given us that one-point lead with, I guess, about 50 seconds to go, 45 seconds, however many seconds there were left. And that's how close it is. And that environment was electric, 13,000 people. We got there at 10 minutes to 11 for the 12:30 game, and already the building was lined with people. And as we got out of the bus, they booed us, and even in our hotel, Friday night when we arrived in a hotel, it was like a tailgate for Dayton. They occupied, I would say, 75-80% of the rooms in the hotel, their fans. So they've got it going there. They've got it going in a big time way. And I think that was a significant plus for them. And of course, they played very well also. So, but a great environment to be in, but disappointing to not get the victory.
Now discuss the gutsy effort of Foster Lawyer. He makes his return to the lineup. 25 points. He made big shots throughout the game, often silencing that crowd.
The courage that Forster had to play in pain and to play after having sat out for, I guess, 10 days or so, and then to perform as well as he did. Wow. Just what an uplifting shot in the arm that was for the team and for us. It was, I'm just overwhelmed by how well he performed after having been off and being in pain like he was.
Was the plan, Coach, to fully immerse him in the lineup, or did you want to see what he could give you?
No, we were going full speed ahead. We were going full throttle. We were going to you dance with the guys who you brought to the dance, and certainly Foster's a guy that's been an integral part and a vital part of everything we've done this year, so we were going with him.
The combination of Lee, Mike Jones, Luca, Sam, also several big moments, because we mentioned Foster. That capacity crowd battling back, you kept counter-punching in those moments. And it wasn't until that last minute or so where it changed.
Well, you know, as you look back on the score, the ups and downs of the game, two-point lead, four-point lead, I think there were 11 lead changes. It was tied 12 times. We had the lead for 23 minutes of the game, and they had it for 10 minutes. So we were on top for a good part of the game. But you could see the ups and the downs occurred generally with the foul trouble to Luka. And having Luka be in there only for 17 minutes and get only 5 shots and 3 rebounds, that's not the kind of production that we normally get from him. But he was limited by the foul trouble. And we had one guy on the team with a positive number at the end of the game, and that was Luka. Luka was +5 at the end of the game.
And people see Luka only playing those 17 minutes. I know that's a significant impact, but they may say, okay, points, rebounds. There's a lot more, because we talked post-game about how things were opening up. Lee was getting more room. Guys were free to move. Can you elaborate on what else he does?
Well, first of all, you have to look at who was the leading scorer for the other team. Daron Holmes, 20 points, 13 foul shots. Maybe he doesn't get to the line as much although Luka sent them there a few times, but there was times in the end where he did get there, where he did force a double team, and had maybe Luka not been in foul trouble, maybe we would not have double teamed him, in which the result was a 3-point open shot for number 24, I believe.
And finally, Coach, you know, we talk to you in this segment. We talk to you post-game all the time. Now that you have time to review the film, what were your key takeaways from that one on Saturday?
We fought. We really fought. I was surprised at the breakdown of technique. On the defensive end, we broke down in terms of closeouts. We broke down in terms of which way we were forcing the ball. We broke down in terms of conversation, talking. So I think those three areas were the ones that disappointed me, that things we have practiced, rehearsed, drilled, simulated, and we just didn't get it done when we had to get it done. But what also is a takeaway is how we fought. We were relentless. We were valiant. 13,000 people on their feet the entire game, and we never flinched. And that's the kind of toughness you're going to need as we move forward this week.
Well, that's going to take us into our first break. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion with Coach on a number of topics around Davidson basketball. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield.
Our joints are always in motion. Everyday life can burden with unending pain, and those issues can be symptoms of a more serious issue. Ortho Carolina specializes in hip and knee, sports medicine, spine, and so much more. And at Ortho Carolina, they have a team nearby, ready and willing to correct those issues that plague you. And when time is of the essence, Ortho Carolina has urgent care centers open nights and weekends for fractures, strains, and sprains. That's Ortho Carolina. OrthoCarolina.com. You improved.
Performance is a constant. Obstacles are fleeting. We are formed by the unrelenting hand of discipline. A second built on years. Victory built on humility. We are process. Drive. Persistence. We are Bearing.
The happiest you is the healthiest you. And the healthiest you is the one that chooses Atrium Health. As the region's most trusted healthcare partner, we're committed to helping people live mindfully, meaningfully, and joyfully in every community, large and small. And every day, we're finding new ways to make unrivaled health easier, more personalized, and more complete than ever before. The best care for a more full life. Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Davidson Wildcats.
Nestled in historic Davidson Cottage Mill, the Brick House Tavern offers a unique blend of nostalgia with a contemporary flair. Sample the offerings of their extensive tap room or enjoy lunch or dinner in the expansive dining room. And once again this season, the Brick House Tavern is the home of Davidson Athletics. Relive every win with fellow Wildcat fans after every game. So for lunch, dinner, or game day, make your destination the Brick House Tavern.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. Jared Latch, Bob McKillop, back you and with you. And, Coach, I want to look at a macro look at the season, in regular season. When we go back to off-season workouts, preseason practice, I think you used the phrase to our fans and supporters, we could surprise folks. That was after being projected sixth. How pleased have you been with the daily work ethic of your team and your staff throughout the course of this year?
It's not easy to go through the rigors of what we expect in practice from early September through March. It's a challenge. It's taxing. It's physically and emotionally taxing. And there's no let up. We're so detailed in everything we do, and we have such accountability. I believe that we teach our players that. We teach our players details. We teach our players accountability and the value of that, those two things in life. Those are lessons of life, not just lessons of basketball. And it's hard. Well, so is accountability in life, and so are doing the details in life. That's hard, too. And maybe that's why we have the world in such disarray right now, is because there's not enough accountability and there are not enough paying attention to details. So hopefully that our players, and we constantly refer to this, we hopefully they understand that, I know it's tough now, but it's going to pay dividends. And clearly the affirmation of this season, what this did as a validation of details and accountability, should be a lesson for them for life.
And go back to one of the early matchups, Coach, East Carolina's second half comeback in Myrtle Beach. Was that a catalyst that really jump-started some of the belief, or added to the belief and confidence in this team?
It's interesting you mentioned that, because Kathy and I were speaking last night at dinner, and we talked about November, and we talked about being in that wonderful hotel down in Myrtle Beach, and we had just come back from San Francisco, and we lose to New Mexico State, and oh my goodness gracious, we're 1-2, and we got to face Penn, and Penn is incredibly well coached, and Penn is talented, and we come out with a victory. We came out of the gate real quick in that game. And then we have East Carolina, a team that, again, very well coached and much more athletic than us, and go down in double digits, and we're in the second half, and Luka makes a big three, and Grant gets a great loose ball, and all of a sudden we drive out of Myrtle Beach having won 2 of 3, and we're really uplifted and really inspired. And I think it was at that point where we run the next 12, 13 games. And, of course, a big catalyst for that continuing to have a winning streak was the victory over Alabama down in Birmingham.
Now, when you look at that win there and the way it all worked out, I mean, you weren't even scheduled to play Alabama, you lose Loyola Chicago and get this gift opportunity and yeah. Make the most of it.
I'm a great believer in faith and trust and God's will. And whether it was a victory or a loss is not the point here, but it was the will. And that's something I accepted right away. And Loyola, I hope they're coming into the league, but they do still owe us a game.
Now, you never want to lose a player the caliber of Foster Lawyer. That's what happened for 4-game stretch. But that created some added confidence. We've talked about Grant, his development, but also for Emery to get in there, get some very valuable minutes, and boost your bench.
Well, now you have a three-headed point guard with Foster, with Grant, with Emery, with playing time in tough games. And, of course, with Foster being out and Grant and Emery handling the point, they weren't in a situation in which we're going against easy opponents. It was not chopped liver at all. It was difficult games and difficult environments and a lot of pressure on our guys. And they not just held the fort, but they advanced our program.
And I thought Saturday, I mean, I look back, I was surprised that one of the numbers in the box score, not because it's not possible, but as physical as a game it was, you only had 5 turnovers in that game, and you said, hey, we've got multiple point guards out there to help us.
Yeah, and of course, as good a defensive team as Dayton is, I was very impressed with the fact that we only had the 5 turnovers, and that's a tribute to not just Foster and Grant, but I think to everyone who handled the ball, and it's such an equal opportunity part of our offense.
With so much going on, how do you and your staff help your players block out the outside noise, or in the era of social media? And you've touched on this in multiple ways. Is it almost inevitable that they're going to see some of those things, or do you rely on your veteran leadership to help you reinforce that?
I don't know that you can block it out. It's so pervasive in our world. It's a world in which we're immersed in what's the latest news, what's going on, and it's a constant barrage of information, and I don't think that you can isolate yourself from it unless you completely divorce yourself from looking at it. And I know I have the discipline to do that, but I've got a lot of years of experience in fighting that demon and keeping that distraction at bay, and I continue to do that. And so I don't look at the bracketologists. I don't look at, you know, I don't even know the rankings in terms of top 25, or so I really try to stay divorced from it completely.
Now, in-game question, in the flow of a normal game, you've got your defense down by your bench in the first half, offense there in the second half. Does that change anything in terms of the way you communicate with your team in-game?
When you talk about communication on Saturday, you're talking about a bear of a opponent. It was very difficult to hear anything, and our guys, I thought, did a pretty darn good job of on-the-court communication. That's always a challenge, talking on the court, whether it's a loud environment or not that loud of an environment, but it was particularly difficult on Saturday. We make it a point as we break the huddle for the second half that, look, I'm not going to be down that end in the second half. Our bench is not going to be there. We can't be shouting instructions. So it's now even more incumbent upon you to be a team and talk to each other as a team. And we've constantly used this analogy. Growing up, the family would gather for dinner all the time. And there was always conversation at dinner. And families were united. And then all of a sudden, at least in my neighborhood, the blue laws came into effect. The blue laws prevented you from opening stores on Sunday in New York back in the 50s. And all of a sudden, they were scrapped, and now stores opened up. So now, your sister was working at this store. Your mother might be working at Macy's. So Sunday dinner wasn't what it normally was. Weeknight dinner was not normally what it was because people were out having jobs. Then all of a sudden, sports expanded to go beyond just after school. There were nighttime games, and there were AAU weekend games. And all of a sudden, the family wasn't as together as it once was in the Ozzie and Harriet days and the Leave it to Beaver days and the My Three Sons days. And as a result, I think the talk of the family lessened. When the family stops talking, the family loses its strength as a family. And I think that's what happens in basketball as well. When the team stops talking, we lose our strength as a team. And I've told our guys as they become spouses, as they become fathers, that's something that they got to make sure is part of their family.
Well, Coach, I'm going to have to go back and watch some of those shows, by the way. Get some reruns in at some point. Well, it's time for another quick break. When we return, our preview segment presented by Famous Toastery will focus on the week ahead leading into Friday's quarterfinal in the Atlantic 10 tournament in D.C. This is the Bob McKillop Show from Learfield, powered by Ortho Carolina.
When you choose Ortho Carolina, you're choosing a nationally recognized leader in orthopedic care with decades of experience in research, diagnosis, and treatment of the conditions and injuries that affect your muscles, bones, and joints. Board-certified physicians practicing in seven areas of expertise in orthopedic care. That's what allows Ortho Carolina to provide a continuum of care unlike any other in the Southeast. More than 160 physicians in over 40 locations. That's Ortho Carolina. OrthoCarolina.com. You improved.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start a family, buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it too. Learn more at firstcitizens.com, because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were.
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Famous Toastery is a proud sponsor of the Davidson College Wildcats. Join us for classic favorites like our stuffed French toast or flapjacks piled high with your favorite toppings. Stop by for lunch on the go with our savory wraps and sandwiches, or fuel up before a busy game day supporting your Davidson Wildcats. Come visit us at Famous Toastery or order online for convenient pickup at famoustoastery.com/order.
It's now time to preview the next opponent, presented by Famous Toastery. Start your day at the Famous Toastery, the home for breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once.
Welcome back, Jared Latch, alongside Bob McKillop. In this segment, we focus in on the week ahead before the Atlantic 10 Tournament quarterfinal on Friday. And, Coach, can you take the fans through this week of preparation, both here in Davidson and then once you arrive in D.C.?
Well, we took off yesterday, and we'll practice today and tomorrow. We've broken down our film from Dayton to make it a two-segment film review. We've normally done that in one day, but we'll do it in two different days, today and tomorrow. We'll take off Wednesday, and after classes on Wednesday, we'll fly up to D.C. to get ready for practice on Thursday and the game on Friday. Our practice regimen will be a similar type pattern, but we're focusing in upon late game situations, end of the half situations, opening of the game situations, coming out of a timeout situation. So we're kind of scripting what we're going to do. We're going to certainly not at all neglect our fundamentals. So the fundamental aspect of passing, catching, dribbling, shooting, screening, cutting, running, rebounding, defending, all that will still be in play, but with a much more a shortened type of approach to it. So we want to be ready with energy to go take the court on Friday.
So once in D.C., also, will staff members assigned to respective potential opponents head to Capital One Arena Thursday afternoon?
Yes, they will. They'll go there and watch the Dayton and the the George Mason and the Fordham game. And the scout for Fordham, the scout for George Mason, is ably assisted by another assistant. So there are two guys assigned to each team. And thankfully, different guys had George Mason and Fordham, so we'll have four guys there watching that game.
So any tournament scenario we've discussed in the past includes the impact of Justin King, Brian Seitz, Jeff Depkowski, others on the sports medicine team, with potential quick turnarounds and creating training rooms out of hotel rooms and conference rooms. How essential are their roles?
Oh, my goodness. They've been sensational in the process of getting that done, and they've been so brilliant in the way they've adjusted and just made certain that they provide as good a care as they can and try to replicate what happens if it was here on campus with the training room being accessible. So they've created a traveling training room, and I just am overwhelmed how well they do it.
And, Coach, last one for you. What is tournament time like for you? I know you're so ultra-focused all year long,
yeah.
But it's what is it like for you?
Well, again, Kathy and I spent a whole dinner last night speaking about that. And as we're doing that, we had the Southern Conference tournament on, which was the semifinal, I think, was Samford against Furman. And we reminisced quite a bit about being up there in Asheville in our first year here in the job in 1919. Well, it wasn't the first year. It was the third year. I think we went back to Asheville. We stayed in a Holiday Inn, and the kids played. And I remember I went to an IHOP till 2 o'clock in the morning doing notes because I didn't want to disturb the kids, three young kids at that time. And just the memories is just incredible. But the nightmares are equally incredible. Let me tell you, those Southern Conference tournaments, and particularly the ones in which we went in there undefeated with the knowledge that we had to win three games, with the knowledge that we were undefeated, we had magnificent seasons, but one loss and we don't get to the tournament. I don't want to have those days back. They were nightmarish.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time. All season long, the great access to walk alongside you, that's a joy. Best of luck this weekend, and any final thoughts from you?
Well, thanks for being on our team, Jared. You and Peyton have been sensational, making me feel as if I'm your teammate and you're our teammates, and we certainly appreciate all you do for us and for Davidson basketball.
Well, thank you so much, Coach. That'll take us into the final break and wrap up the show, provide information on our upcoming broadcast. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield.
Hey, Wildcat fans, no matter how you celebrate game day, it's all about the food. And Harris Teeter has everything you need. Delicious subs and wraps, fresh hot store-made pizza, all sizes of party platters are ready to serve wing trays, just to name a few. Plus, with Harris Teeter fuel points, you can earn free fuel with every purchase you make, up to $1 off per gallon. Stop at your Harris Teeter for great savings on all your game day needs, or download the HT app to order ahead. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries.
Did you know Hendrix Business Systems is now the official document solutions provider of the Wildcats? If you're looking for the best and most reliable copy, scan, and print document management solutions, Hendrix Business Systems is the perfect choice for your team. As an authorized Canon, HP, and Xerox dealer, Hendrix has been serving their North and South Carolina clients the latest technology for over 44 years. To learn more, visit HendrixBusiness.com. That's Hendrix with an X, business.com. Hendrix Business Systems, where your image is our business.
Ticket Smarter is glad we are back to holding live events. If you are looking to buy tickets to the best sports, concerts, and theater events, all at the very best price, look no farther than TicketSmarter.com or on the app. Buying tickets at Ticket Smarter will help support children in need. For every ticket transaction on Ticket Smarter, $1 will be donated to a children's charity. Ticket Smarter is proud to be the official ticketing partner of Davidson Athletics. Ticket Smarter, a smarter way to buy tickets.
Our joints are always in motion. Everyday life can burden with unending pain, and those issues can be symptoms of a more serious issue. Ortho Carolina specializes in hip and knee, sports medicine, spine, and so much more. And at Ortho Carolina, they have a team nearby, ready and willing to correct those issues that plague you. And when time is of the essence, Ortho Carolina has urgent care centers open nights and weekends for fractures, strains, and sprains. That's Ortho Carolina. OrthoCarolina.com. You improved.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. You can join us for our next broadcast coming up Friday, airtime 11:45 for a tip time just after noon as the Cats will enter the Atlantic 10 tournament against either the winner of George Mason or Fordham. On Thursday, again, Davidson Radio Network streamed live on the new Varsity app and by heading to davidsonwildcats.com. And reminder that A-10 tournament tickets for Washington, D.C. are available by calling the ticket office or visiting, again, davidsonwildcats.com. For Bob McKillop and our executive producer, Peyton Gallagher, Gary Trexler back in the studio, and all of our stations across the network, I'm Jared Latch. Have a great rest of your day, and so long for now from Davidson.
On the Davidson Sports Network, this has been the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show has been brought to you by Bearings, investing in lasting change together. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. The Famous Toastery, breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Davidson Sports Network.